You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to, first of all, greet every father here a happy Father's Day. Thank you so much. Dun po sa mga nag-greet sa amin kanina, grabe, nakakataba po ng puso, no? Kapag ay na-appreciate ka. And I know that wala naman pong tao siguro ngayon na hindi nangangailangan ng encouragement. So thank you so much. And let me just pray for all the fathers here today. Lord, I pray that you will bless every father present in our worship service today. Lord, bless them with grace and wisdom as they fulfill their God-given responsibilities to raise up a generation who will honor you. I pray that you would also guide every father here to walk in daily submission to your Lordship. Make them sensitive to your Holy Spirit on how they can meet the needs of their children. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So, ikalawang linggo na po natin ngayon on our Life Together series. Last week po, napakaganda po ng ating reminder na narinig natin. No? And sinasabi po doon that the ultimate goal of marriage is the honor of God. The ultimate goal of marriage is the honor of God. So, ibig po sabihin nun, hindi po yun yung, hindi po yung kasiyahan lang natin kung ano yung gusto natin, ang goal. Hindi po, it is the honor of God. And that is why, chapter 5, verse 21 says this. Alright? Sabi po dito, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. Ito po yung pinaka-hinge ng everything that we are talking about in the last week, today, and next week. Yung po yung hinge that all of us has to be submitted to one another out of reverence to Christ. And when we do that, everything else will fall into the right place. And I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but I'm saying it is now possible, especially with the help of the Holy Spirit. Okay? So, all that has to be done by walking in love and being empowered by the Holy Spirit. And today po, ang pag-uusapan natin naman ngayon ay lahat tayo kasali. Okay? Kasi whether you like it or not, anak ka o magulang ka. Maaring anak ka at magulang ka. Alright? So, pwede po yun. And that is what we want to talk about today. Relationship between parents and children. So, pakichat po. Sabihan mo po yung katabi mo o yung mga kaibigan mo. Para sa'yo yung message na to. Alright? So, chat lang po natin yan. Let me just read to you from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 hanggang 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for your word. Lord, help us to be doers of your words and not hearers only. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So, tatlong bagay lang po ang ating pag-uusapan ngayon. Dalawang positive at isang negative. Again, dalawang positive, isang negative. Hindi po COVID-19 ang ating pag-uusapan ngayon. Pero dalawang positive commands sa mga children at isang negative command para sa mga fathers. And because it's Father's Day, we want to talk about parenting. Specifically, okay, lalo-lalo sa mga fathers at sa mga children today. So when you look at this, okay, verse 1, basahin po natin. In verse 1, ito po yung sinasabi ni Apostle Paul, children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. So that yun po yung unang-unang sinabi ni Paul. So yung unang command is, children, obey your parents. Ngayon, tanungin po natin, sino po yung mga children? Okay, children po dito na sinasabi ni Paul are children who are completely dependent on their children, on their parents. Okay? So ito po yung mga bata pa, na mga anak na nangangailangan ng tulong at ng suporta sa kanilang mga magulang. Ang kautosan sa iyo, simple lang. Children, obey your parents. Ngayon, baka gusto mo pang i-define natin para lalo natin maintindihan. Ano ba yung ibig sabihin ng obey? Okay? Ano ba ibig sabihin ng obey? Well, simply po, ito po, sa Greek po, ang ibig pong sabihin ng obey is to obey. dinipahin pa, you know? Yung po talaga yun. Okay? To obey is to obey. There's another way of looking at it. Ang ibig pong sabihin nun is to listen intently. To listen intently. So, ang ibig po sabihin, pag sinabi po natin to obey, ang ibig po sabihin dito, children obey your parents, is children listen intently to what your parents are saying and do what you are being told. Makikita po natin yan, magandang illustration po niyan si Jesus. No, when his disciples were riding the boat with him and he was taking a power nap. No? He was having a power nap and then meron pong bagyo. And then Jesus, talaga, di ba? Jesus spoke to the winds and the wave and they obeyed him. That is the idea of obedience. The idea of obedience, it is immediate, it is without delay. So children, obey your parents in the Lord without delay, but and immediately. So yun po yung, kaya nga po minsan yun, as in parenting, lagi ko pong dinidiscourage yung mga parents na binibilangan yung mga anak nila. Nakakaisa ka na. Nakakadalawa ka na. Because we're not teaching our children to obey immediately. Because delayed obedience is still disobedience. And because of that, our children are now getting confused. When do I obey my parents straight away? When can I delay my obedience? No, when you are consistent with that, okay, that when you were teaching them, you know, the Bible is teaching children, obey your parents, ibig po sabihin nun, immediately and without delay. So, I think okay na yun, ano? Simpleng-simple lang talaga, di ba? Ano pa yung sinasabi niya? Okay, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Why? Because this is right. Because this is right. Not only this is right, Colossians chapter 3 says this. Okay, amazing. How much do we obey our parents? Okay, if you're children, how much do you obey your parents? Colossians chapter 3. Ang salita ng Diyos, ang sabi, mga anak, sundin ninyo ang inyong mga magulang, sundin ninyo ang mga magulang nyo sa lahat, pakiulit po, saan po? Sa lahat ng bagay, na dahil kalugod-lugod ito sa Panginoon. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right, and you obey them in everything. Now, in everything po, ang ibig lang pong sabihin nun, in everything that is not against the Word of God, in everything that is not against the law of the land. So kapag po, against the law of the land and against the Word of God, aba, you do not have the obligation to obey your parents. But, you still need to honor them. And that is what we will talk about next. But before we go into that, let me just tell you a story of a young lady, okay, who was attending our church, you know, and this was during that time, nakuwento lang po ito ng isa nating pastor, and this lady came to know the Lord as a very young age, and she was still a student, no? Pero nang nalaman ng parents niya na umaattend siya ng Victory, her parents told her to stop attending. Ang sinabi ng parents sa kanya, if you don't stop going to that church, we will disown you. And they, you know, that this young lady took her parents seriously, and so she did not attend church for 1 year. Na hindi man po ibig sabihin na nag-stop yung kanyang discipleship. Hindi po. Sa school naman, may nag-disciple pa rin siya. Hindi rin po nag-stop yung kanyang relationship kay God. Okay? He was still doing her quiet time. He was still reading her Bible. He was still listening to the Word of God. Pero yung pagpunta po sa physical church, hindi niya po ginawa yun for 1 year. Ang ginawa po niya, in-honor niya yung magulang niya, sinerve niya yung magulang niya, and guess what? After 1 year, yung tatay na po ang nagsabi, anak, isamang mo ko dyan sa church na yan. Diba, children? Kung hindi pa Kristiyano yung mga magulang ninyo, okay? Huwag tayong maging rebelde sa ating mga magulang. Kasi kung rebelde ka sa magulang mo, you are not submitted to Christ. Ibig sabihin, you don't understand what it means to be submitted to Christ and to be filled by the Holy Spirit. Because itong pinag-aaralan natin ngayon ito, duktong ito doon sa chapter 5. Okay? But being filled in the Spirit, being walking wise and walking lovingly and being submitted to Christ, ibig sabihin, as a child, you obey your parents. Now, ito pa mong baka na-miss natin, no? Paul was writing to the church. And yung mga bata po dito na sinakausap ni Paul, eh mga kasama sa church. Ibig po sabihin, yung mga bata dito, Christians. At yung mga magulang, Christians din. So if you belong to that, lalong-lalo na, obey your parents. O lalo din na kung hindi Christian ang parents mo, you obey your parents. Amen? Ano ba yung sabi nito? Number two, okay? Pangalawang command, na positive command is to honor your parents. Ngayon, pag iniisip kasi natin, yung obedience kasi merong ending eh. Kapag matanda, kapag medyo may edad ka na, kapag adult ka na, kapag you now, you're now living on your own, you're making your own money, okay, you're done with school, okay, high college, okay, nagtatrabaho ka na, you don't have to obey your parents anymore. But honoring them will never stop. Honoring our parents will never stop. Whether you are married now, whether you have your own children now, whether you are single but living alone, you will always have to honor your parents. Honor. Ibig mo sabihin ng honor is assigning proper value to things. Ibig mo sabihin yang we need to place our parents with the, you know, the right place and give them the right value. Can you imagine, no? Ito, ginawa po ni God ito sa kanya, in His wisdom, iniligay kanya sa isang pamilya kung nasaan ka ngayon. And whether you don't like your parents so much or you don't get along with your parents so much, okay, ang sinasabi ni Lord, you honor them. You value them. Kahit na sabihin pa na, paano kung i-honor yung magulang ko eh hindi nga din sila mananampalataya. Hindi nga nila naiintindihan si Lord. Hindi nila naiintindihan na kailangan ko mag-disciple. Hindi nila naiintindihan na kailangan ko sundin si Lord. Well, we honor our parents not because of their character. We honor our parents not because of their shortcomings. We honor them because of the position that they hold. Because God placed them over us. Because they are our parents. Honor our parents. Why? Sabi dito, because this is the first commandment with a promise. Alam mo, minsan po kasi, lalo na kapag marami, lalo na ngayon, no, ngayon sa, with the technology, no, ang dami mong matututunan. And minsan talaga, katotohanan naman ito, minsan mas marami ka pang alam sa magulang mo. And because marami kang alam sa magulang mo, minsan ang feeling mo, ikaw na ang nakakaalam ng lahat and you do not have to honor them, you do not have to give importance to what they're saying anymore. You are the one that makes every decision in life now. No. You're mistaken. You need to understand that whether you know more than your parents or whether you are earning more than your parents, whether you're now the one supporting them, honoring will not stop. Giving them the proper value will not stop. Minsan po, nagkukwento kami ng mga anak ko, no? Minsan, nahihirapan po silang mag-explain sa amin ng mga teknolohiya. Kasi yung mga anak namin, mga digital natives, di ba? Pinanganak sila with technology already. When I say technology, no? May technology na naman po nung pinanganak kami. Tayo, no? Yung mga kaedad ko. Yung technology namin nun, comics, di ba? Radio. Pero ngayon, iba yung technology, di ba? Ang dali-dali mo makakuha ng mga informations. And sometimes, pag kami ini-explain sila sa amin, ang hirap namin maintindihan. But we need to honor our parents. You know, another example of someone who knows so much more than his parents. Of this young man, okay, when this man was growing up, okay, he knew so much more than his parents. And you know what he did? He honored his parents. He never said, okay, I know better than you. You don't understand why I'm doing what I'm doing. No. He honored them. He obeyed his parents. He went with them wherever they would go. And he would do what he was told. Ibang klase, di ba? And that is what he did. He did, you know, he honored his parents. Kahit na alam niya, mas marami siyang alam sa kanyang magulang. And you know what happened to this young man? He grew in wisdom and stature. And in God's favor and with all people. I'm talking about Jesus. Okay? Si Lord Jesus, hindi lang siya maraming alam. Alam niya ang lahat. And yet, he chose to honor his parents, Mary and Joseph. At anong pangako ni Lord? Okay, ang pangako ni Lord kapag nag-honor, in-honor natin siya. Ito yung sinasabi sa verse 3. Okay? Sabi dito, that it may go well with you and that you may live long. You want to live long? You want to be successful in life? Young people, if you're a young person here, you want to be successful in life, honor your parents. Honor your parents. They might be a disappointment to you. Honor them. They might have hurt you in so many ways, or maybe you've been abused by them. You still need to honor them. And if you've been abused, I want to pray for you. Okay? I want to pray for you right now. If you're a child here, okay, mga anak kayo, anak ka na hindi mo naranasan yung tunay na pagmamahal ng isang ama o ng isang magulang sa'yo, you know, abandon ka, na-abuse ka, let me pray healing for you right now. Wherever you are. Lord, I pray by the power of your Holy Spirit, may you bring healing to these children who've been abused, abandoned, and rejected. Lord, I pray that they may know that there is a God who loves them so much that he sent his son to die for them so that they could be restored. You are the perfect father. And Lord, I pray that they may experience you today. Even as we celebrate Father's Day, I know there are some of you today na nami-miss mo yung dad mo. Lord, I pray that may you be the father to them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Alam mo, another story of honoring, no? One of our campus missionaries, yung kanina, yung nag-transition sa ating kanina, no? Si Norman Divina. One of our campus missionaries, by the way, Norman, happy Father's Day, at congratulations ulit sa mga ating mga service awardee, no? Last week. Anyway, si Norman, ang kwento niya, nung bata pa daw sila, yung tatay niya, lagi siya sinasabihan. Lalong-lalo na kapag meron silang nakikitang kapitbahay na isang mga anak na merong anak na hindi ino-honor yung kanilang magulang at hindi nire-respeto ang kanilang magulang. Ang lagi nilang sinasabi, anak, wag mong tutularan yan. You honor your parents no matter what. And Norman is a testimony of someone who lived long. Okay, yung tatay ni Norman pala, sorry, hindi si Norman, bata pa si Norman. Eh, no? Pero yung tatay niya is now... He was born in 1956. Okay, nakalimutan ko na kung ilang taon na yun. Mga 67 yata or 67 or something like that. No, live long. Why? And then, alam po ba ninyo na si Norman ngayon is the third generation of minister of God? Yung lolo niya, nagserve kay God. Yung tatay niya, until now, still preaching the gospel. And now, Norman is preaching the gospel. And you know what will happen to Alon, right? He will also preach the gospel. And they will live long. Now, yung live long dito and go well, life will be full. Okay? It will be a rich life. It will be a blessed life. Again, if you're a young person here, you want to be successful in life, honor your parents. Honor them. Bless them. Affirm them. Bless them. At dahil Father's Day ngayon, paki-chat naman. Thank you, Tatay. Wherever your Tatay is, honor them. Thank you, Tatay. And now, because it's Father's Day, I want to, in the last 10 minutes, I want us to talk about fathers. Verse 4, sabi dito, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger. Okay? Grabe ito, no? I don't know, kasi medyo may pagka-universal ito, eh, no? May pagka-universal, yung mga tatay, mga boskador. Pansin niyo po ba yun? Alam ko, yung mga anak ko, minsan napapansin yun, eh. Ang bully daw ng tatay nila minsan, no? And I think, you know, but the Bible is clear, okay? I'm guilty as charged. You know, sometimes I do that, but I'm doing everything I can to be a better father. And the Bible is saying, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger. Ano ibig sabihin ng provoke? Ibig sabihin yung huwag mong buskahin, no? Huwag mong asarin, huwag mong galitin. And then sabi ni Paul, okay, sa Colossians chapter 3, verse 20, fathers, do not aggravate your children or they will become discouraged. That is why we don't provoke them to anger, because they will be discouraged. And what's interesting, kung hindi nyo po napansin, biglang nag-shift, no? Kanina, puro parents yung kinakausap ni Paul with the children. And then all of the sudden, here, naging tatay na lang. Tatay na lang. Again, in the culture that where Paul was writing this, this was really revolutionary. Kasi nung panahon po na yon, yung mga tatay, nasa kanila lahat ng power. They even have the power to sell their children to slavery not only once but twice. And so when Paul was talking about do not provoke your children to anger, that is an amazing thing. Okay? So yun yung sinasabi ni Paul. Paul is saying, do not exasperate your children. Another translation says that. Eh, ibig po lang sabihin nun, eh, huwag mong galitin. Okay, huwag mong i-discourage. How do we discourage our children now? Well, we discourage our children by putting so much unrealistic expectations to them. Na gusto mo po ipasa sa buhay nila yung mga broken dreams mo. Diba? Anak, hindi ako naging doktor eh. Ikaw na lang. Anak, akong number one sa klase namin noon, ha? Kailangan number one ka rin sa klase mo. You know, we do all that stuff. And we try to, you know, we try to relive our glory through our children. And yet Paul is saying, do not do that. You are going to discourage them. Rather, what we need to do as fathers, listen. Ito pong dapat natin gawin. Dapat po nating alamin kung paano ginawa ni Lord at alamin kung ano yung mga giftings ng ating mga anak, and let's encourage them in that. That is what Paul says. That is why he says, instead of discouraging them, bring them up. Okay? Yung negative na command dito is do not provoke them, pero sabi ni Paul, pinositive niya ng konti, pero ang dapat mong gawin, bring them up. How? How do we bring them up? Bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Dalawang bagay, no? So we need to bring them up in discipline. Ibig po sabihin yan, fathers, listen, Paul is talking to you right now. God is speaking to you through the word. That as fathers, you're the one that is supposed to discipline your children. You know why? Because our children are cute. Yes, they're cute. But they're also born sinners. Just like you and me. We need to discipline our children. And this is not a popular thing now. Okay? And a lot of people are saying no to this, especially with the way that the Bible is saying on how to discipline our children. I remember when our children were growing up, okay, I asked permission to share this story with our preaching today. Nag-usap-usap po kami the other day and was, you know, asking them, paano ba ito? You know, how do we encourage our parents today and our children today in this preaching, especially Father's Day? No, and Paul is talking to the fathers. This is one good way of celebrating Father's Day is to learn how to be a father, how to be a better father. Discipline. I always tell my children using these verses. Okay, in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 4. And like, nung bata pa yung mga anak ko, I always draw a circle. Okay, and then I put them inside the circle and I tell them, you are in the circle of blessing. And how do you stay in the circle of blessing? You obey. How do you, be, you know, to stay in the circle of blessing, you honor and respect your parents. And then whenever you step out of that circle of blessing, I need to bring you back. And the only way to get you back inside the circle is through the rod. Okay? Because the Bible is clear. Okay? Sabi dito, sabi ng Proverbs chapter 25, verse 15, foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far from him. That's from the Amplified Version. Sabi, kaya kailangan nating i-discipline yung mga anak natin. Why? Because children are born sinners. Napansin niyo po ba yun? Yung anak niyo hindi tinuruan maging selfish. But they don't want to share. Yeah? Hindi na sila tinuruan magsinungaling. nga sila doon wrong, huwag mag-respect. And yet, you know, part of them, they don't respect and honor. You know what? But maybe. As parents, tayo rin po yung may kagagawan yan. Because we don't apply what we learned last week. Because they don't see the wives submitting to their husband and their husband not loving their wives. And that is why there's no honor and respect at home. And so, you know, they see how you talk to each other with no honor and respect. That is why they also talk the same way to you. Proverbs 19:18, it says, "Discipline your children while there is hope. Otherwise, you will ruin their lives." A lot of people today are suffering, are doing a lot of things that they just want to do without discipline. Why? Because parents failed to apply this truth of God's word. This is the problem. Sabi ng Proverbs 13:24, okay? Napansin nyo, no? Pabaligtad ako, no? But this is something that's very important. Sabi dito, "Those who spare the rod of discipline hate their children. Those who love their children care enough to discipline them." We need to discipline our children. We need, as fathers, that is our job. Now, minsan po, no, sa ating kultura ngayon dito sa Pilipinas, minsan hindi yan nangyayari. Minsan, ina-abdicate po natin. Ibinibigay po natin yung pagdidisiplina sa ating mga asawa. Okay? Kasi busy ka eh. Diba? You're so busy with work. You want to make money. You want to make sure that you have food on the table. You want to make sure that you want to send your children to the best school. Okay, you're working so hard. And pagdating mo sa bahay, wala ka ng time to discipline your children. And yet, the Bible is speaking to you, fathers. Be there for your children. I hope this work from home in the last 15 months has helped you. That you've been spending time with your children. I hope that you are at home physically, but you're also at home emotionally with them. That you're really with them. That you are disciplining your children. Nurture our children. Build them up. Another Proverbs 22:13 says, "Don't fail to discipline your children. The rod of punishment won't kill them." Alam niyo po, ayan po yung mga bagay-bagay na ayaw ng mga tao ngayon, no? Ayaw lang gamitin na yung rod now kasi daw hindi maganda sa psychological makeup ng mga anak natin. And I see that. I see that, you know, I see where they're coming from because they think, you know, when you do that, when you are hurting them, you know, pero what we need to understand is we're not talking about cruelty here. We're talking about discipline here. We're talking about correcting here. We're talking about doing it out of love. We're talking about restoration. Again, no, yung mga anak ko nga, when we're talking about going back to the circle of blessing, nakakatuwa lang po yung mga anak ko. Magkaiba po sila talaga ng dalawa po yung anak ko, magkaiba sila ng reaction. Okay? One of them, pagka alam niya that she crossed the line, that she's outside the circle of blessing and she wants to get back. Okay? At lalo na nag-misbehave siya, nag-dinirespect niya ako, or he did not obey me outside our home at wala kaming dalang rod because we don't spank our children in public. Okay? We always do it privately because again, yung nangyayari nga kasi, kaya ayaw na mga tao itong tawag nga nila ngayon, corporal punishment, okay, matagal ng tawag yan, pero I don't like that term because minsan ang naiisip natin, talagang just to punish them, to shame them, to humiliate them. That is not the idea of the Bible when we talk about discipline. The idea of discipline is always to restore. That is the end of discipline. It's always restoration. So anong nangyayari? Yung anak ko, yung isang anak ko, pagka alam niya na she stepped out of the circle of blessing and she wanted to be back in the circle of blessing, ang sasabihin, alam niya ang gagawin niya. When we get home, hahanapin niya yung rod. Sabihin niya, dad, discipline, let's go, let's, you discipline me na. Sabi ko, wow, Lord, thank you. Grabe, ang sarap. And then yung isa naman, nakakatuwa rin, di ba? Kasi pagdating namin sa bahay naman, tinatago niya lahat ng rod. And again, you know, when you think about it, our children are, you know, being used by God to actually mold our character, parents. Amen? Sabi ng mga anak, amen. Now, again, the idea of discipline is this, no? It's always to restore. That is why every time I discipline our children, ang palaging katapusan nun is prayer. Katapusan palagi nun is restoration. We always start well. You know, I will sit them down. Before I will spank them, I will ask them, why are you going to get the rod? Because I disobeyed you, Daddy. Okay, why is Daddy going to spank you? Is it because Daddy hates you? No, Dad. Is it because Daddy is mad at you? No, Dad. But sometimes I am. Okay? But why is Daddy going to spank you? Because Daddy loves me. Now, I know that for some people, huh? You love the person pero sinasaktan mo. That is abuse. Again, I'm not talking about cruelty here. I'm talking about, okay, depende rin po. Kaya nga, you don't do this out of anger. You don't do this when you are mad. You do this with honor and respect and with the help of the Holy Spirit. That is why napaka-importante ng Holy Spirit sa buhay po natin. At the end of our discipline moment is always restoration. And I always pray for my children. I always, and whenever I, again, as parents, whenever I do something wrong with my children, I also humble myself and ask them to forgive me. When I discipline them out of anger, which happens, okay, not just once, I cannot count anymore because I'm also human. But I'm so glad that we have a God who is so gracious to all of us. That the gospel is true. That there's forgiveness. So I have to humble myself and ask forgiveness for my children. And there's always restoration. And that, isn't that amazing? That is what God does to us. When He disciplines us, He's disciplining us not because He hates us, not because He wants to shame us or to humiliate us, or to be cruel to us, but because He loves us and He wants to restore us. Yung po yung puso nung restoration, nung discipline. So children, discipline your children. And not only that, but you need to teach them God's ways. As I end, we need to teach our children, okay, sabi dito, and bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. How do we do that? Well, you know, please take this down. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 hanggang 8. At Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 18 hanggang 21. Dito po, very simple ang sinasabi sa atin kung paano natin gagawin ito. No? In three ways, sabi niya. Ganito lang. Okay? How do we teach our children His ways? Okay? When we're at home. No, when we're sitting at home, you talk to them about God and His ways. When you're walking, when you are going out on a road trip, talk to them about the Lord. Oh, when you go to sleep, okay, when you wake up, I remember when my kids were growing up, we always pray, you know, we always read the Bible to them. Every single, maybe, masyado naman exaggeration pag every single night, no? Ano nga na si Jesus? Hindi, nami-miss din po namin. Pero most of the night, we will go and read the Bible to our children. And then we will tell them stories about God's faithfulness. Teaching them. Now, pero ngayon, siguro nandito ka as I wrap this up, maybe you've experienced something different, di ba? Meron ng hidwaan kayo ng mga anak mo. I have a piece of advice for you. You know what you can do? Do what Job did. Job chapter 1, verse 5. Job prayed for his children daily. You can do that. If the relationship between you and your children are not well, you pray for them every single day. Children, obey your parents. Children, honor your parents so that you may live well and live long. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and in the way instruction of the Lord. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your word. I pray, Lord God, that may you show us how we can apply this in our day and time. Lord, I pray that you would help us, Lord God, to be doers of your word. You know, as we are praying, maybe you're here today and maybe you have kinunvikan ni Lord na as a father, okay, you are not disciplining your children or you're not teaching them His ways. I pray that may you commit yourself to the Lord today and ask the help of the Holy Spirit so that you will be able to fulfill that role because God has granted you that role. Lord, I pray for the fathers here today again. As we celebrate Father's Day, this is a great way of learning how to be a better father. Lord, I ask that you, those people who have not been doing this, Lord, I pray that they take this on, this responsibility that you have given them, that they will honor and that they will raise up their children with the fear of God. Lord, I also pray for the children. Lord, I pray that they will learn to obey their parents and honor them because this is good. And this is with a promise. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you for joining us today. Again, happy Father's Day to all of you fathers like me. Okay? God bless you. And let me just pray a prayer blessing for all of us. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Now and forevermore. Amen and amen. God bless you. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.